Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following program is brought to you by the Preferred Home Team. Content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal or real estate advisors. Welcome to the Real Estate Radio Hour, a forum of ideas, plans, and expert advice on all things real estate. Andy Prasky with RE/MAX Advantage Plus was named Super Agent by Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. Chris Rooney of RE/MAX Preferred is a Lakeshore and Luxury Home Specialist. Together, they cover the Twin Cities. This combined dynamic duo has sold over 2,000 homes, ranked in the top 1% nationwide, top 10 in the state of Minnesota, and still have time to get together every Saturday to talk about real estate. Here's Abby Prasky and Chris Rooney, Denny Law, and the Real Estate Radio Hour.
On this snowy Saturday, yes, indeed, more real estate talk, and we always welcome your real estate questions by phone or by text. Before we say hi to Chris and Andy, 651-989-9226. Text is 81807. And as usual, it's not usual looking out the window, but I want to say, ask you as usual, how your week was, each of you, in real estate. But Andy, you were out of town.
I was researching down in the Caribbean.
That's what we call it when we go on vacation.
Yeah. Well, of course, you know, and I can't set anything down. I'm down there looking around and looking at 100-year leases. I'm looking at, you know, fractional ownerships. I was looking at all kinds of fun
stuff. Where were you?
I was down in Playa del Carmen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really nice little place to go.
It is actually, it's really interesting when you go to different places and kind of see how their, you know, their market works. Because it is. I mean, it's a lot different than what, I mean, obviously in another country, it's a lot different. But even in other markets, I mean, there's a lot of different things that happen, like during the process in real estate.
Well, just like optional windows. I mean, there was a lot of these things I was looking at that literally are open air, ocean side, the breeze, you don't need air conditioning. There's no bugs here. There's no, you know, and it's like just interesting, you know. And so and then you're like, how do you put a value on something that's not prepared for? I only think about four seasons, you know what I mean? So we have to be prepared for the hot, the cold, the wet, the dry. They're just like, nope, it's pretty much like this all the time here. So other than the occasional tropical storm that comes through and then everybody, you know, goes somewhere else. But
remember, I mean, a few months back when we had the people from Belize and Nicaragua, there was actually three listeners, WCCO listeners, that went down to Belize. And it is, that's a really interesting market down there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess that's an under, capitalized, or not capitalized, but it's under developed, and it's in the process of being developed because there's so much oceanfront and it's beautiful.
Right.
And
there's still deals.
Like, yeah, it's kind of like being able to buy that lot on Gull Lake up in Brainerd for $50,000, and you wish you could have bought all of them. That's what you kind of get under the feeling when you're down there. I think that you're like, wow, look at these compared to where we are. Look at what it is here. But you got to remember that they go to zero too, you know, if there's ever a problem. I mean, those properties can be worth nothing pretty fast as well. So you got to be we always are very careful with that stuff. We always say use an advisor, make sure that you're crossing every T, dotting every I if you ever invest overseas, but or even, you know, cross the pond there. But
yeah, but yeah. I mean, in this market, it was, I mean, it's starting to heat up finally. You know, and now, you know, these little episodes that happen outside, you know, it just kind of – then it just halts it again.
Right.
You know, and then we'll probably get going after it starts melting again. But hopefully this is the end of it.
It's going to change the new construction industry this year big time. I mean, we're going to see a lot of problems. We are usually now starting to almost dry out, and the frost is still there, but it's kind of going away. Right now, this does not help anything. I mean, you're going to see a construction problem this year where every builder right now is nodding their head saying, yep, everything just got delayed another month. I mean, it's just, you know, those October closings are now going to probably be November or December, and and you're going to be lucky if you get in by then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think you'll start seeing the problem. I mean, we in the fall, like the fall parade, right, and people getting the stuff done by that time. But we have Matt Eastman's with us today with Highmark Homes, and they're actually, Highmark is the contractor that is going to do our renovation house.
Talk about that for the new listeners. Yeah. What's that all about?
Yeah, so what we did, we're looking for something to be able to do some, you know, a good thing and be able to, we thought that we could turn a house and then donate all the profits from that house to different charities. Mm-hmm. And so we hooked up with, DemCon. DemCon is the one that actually ended up purchasing the house. And then Highmark Homes, and along with all their subcontractors, are also going to do it. And basically everyone's going to donate their labor to be able to, you know, get us the most profit that we can. And it's in Legends, on the Legends Golf Course in Credit River. And it's really exciting. So today we brought Matt in, and we're going to kind of go through the whole process. That's the other part on this whole, through the radio show, is that we're going to kind of go through the whole thing weekly. And so we'll hit on different things. So today we're going to talk about the whole planning process.
All right.
And then what we can do and how you get that whole planning process going. And I'll tell you what, Andy, we talk about that all the time, mm-hmm. about you got to – I mean, planning is huge. I mean, whether you're buying a house, whether you're selling a house, I mean, you got a plan so we know what the heck we're doing.
Absolutely. I mean, and then you can have, you know, like with a project like this, Denny, this particular house, for an example, the lawn and the yard and the location is majestic. Mm. And so it starts out special. And so then when you get creative within that house itself, that's where our plan started with picking a spot that has a beautiful, like you walk up the driveway and you're like, wow, this is nice. And that's this kind of a lot. This project will be fun for us. And so part of that plan, as they say, is putting together a team of people that are high caliber, excellent, charity-minded individuals that all want to give back. And so that's the kind of team we tried to put together here. And we did. And we're real excited to see what we can do with this.
Now, when is what's the time frame of this?
Well, that's what we're going to end up talking about today. Right. So we've Andy and I, along with Highmark Companies, got together and we've kind of gone over the planning stage, and that's what we're going to talk about today, and then kind of lay out the plan that that we're going to get this thing done and be able to get it sold here.
Because I can't believe Matt can do a remodeling job in 2 weeks, Denny. It's going to be – it's just – this guy's incredible. We brought him in today to
– Yeah, he's really fast.
He was nodding his head harder than I was talking about this delay in the weather, you know, right?
Right. Thanks for having me, guys, by the way. This weather never helps, the construction industry, especially in April. You know, like you were saying earlier, Andy, everything's going to get pushed back further this fall with this snow. A project like this that we're talking about today, luckily a lot of it's inside.
Right.
So with that, it's just a matter of freeing up some labor, and then we can kick this thing off here in the next month.
But we are going to do an interesting thing on this house too, Matt, and it's a fully stucco home.
Correct.
You know, and that was kind of one of the reasons we ended up getting kind of maybe a better deal on it, is the perception of stucco homes and having some moisture problems. But we're going to go through the process, and you guys are going to actually take all of that off and re-site it.
Correct. You know, one of the things that, you know, with the early 2000s, stucco kind of got a bad rep, and it got a bad rep for a reason. A lot of these homes were done incorrectly, and what that led to was a lot of moisture problems. And this home, like you said, Chris, is full of stucco. It's a 100% wrap. So what we're going to do is take that off and go back with a pre-finished Hardy product.
Mm. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I think that's interesting too. I've ran into now three homes mm-hmm. that all said that the moisture content, whether it's stucco or stone, was really bad. In one house that I had that mm-hmm. we just put on the market, actually Highmark took care of that for them. But after we had all this testing done and it said, oh, my gosh, I mean, it's filled in the whole moisture. After we took it all down and everything was down, there was like two spots, maybe three little spots that actually had a problem. Mm. It was just – but I know that the moisture content I mean, they've been doing it for like 150 years. And, I mean, the moisture content is as high as it's ever been.
Correct. With stucco again, I don't want to scare people away from it. You know, now we've done new stucco homes recently, the last 5 to 6 years, that are incredible. It's an mm-hmm. awesome product. What you saw back then was just more of a failure in the system itself. And not every home is a complete tear down and redo and there's rot everywhere. Mm-hmm. What you're going to see is veins of bad damage, you know, whether it's a stack of windows on a rear elevation that the top one leaked and got behind and it kind of ran down the whole thing. But
right.
Kind of like this one is, we just have to remove the stucco to remove the stigma or that negative connotation.
Well, and that's what I was going to say, guys, because I'm not trying to be pro stucco, but I'll be pro stucco for a second. You go to Austria, there's houses that are like literally 400 years old that have stucco on those. The stucco is not the problem. It's the water getting behind it, and the stucco is doing such a good job. Correct. It's not letting the moisture get back through it, so it traps it. So stucco is not the problem, but the stigma is stucco homes are a problem. It's the guys that wrapped the windows that didn't do it right that got the water getting behind there, like we're or whatever.
Correct.
And it's like you said, it's the system of what they put together. And as technology goes on, that's when you listen with Barry and the guys on the show before us, sometimes they'll talk about technologies. Mm-hmm. You're putting different building technologies together that have not been put together before, even though they're wonderful products. You don't necessarily know the outcomes of those products until time proves that they either are successful or fail. So sometimes new isn't always better. Sometimes it's better to go something reliable.
All right, we have to take a break and check out some weather. If you have a real estate question, 651-989-9226. Text is 81807. Good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our real estate show here on 830 WCCO. If you have a question related to real estate, 651-989-9226, or send a text like some folks are doing, 81807. Cindy is calling from Fridley, I believe. Cindy, what's your question for the guys?
I'm selling my lake cabin, and what would my tax consequences be?
Okay, so that's obviously it's not your primary residence. So there is you would have a tax on the gain, which is a long-term capital gain tax.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's interesting. We can't give tax
as
advice.
Real estate agents, you're not allowed to
legal
do
or tax
I
advice.
I think there's a weird coincidence, Denny, that a lot of people move to the lake for a couple of years before they sell it.
Why is that?
For tax reasons.
Because it becomes a homestead, maybe?
Weird. Maybe. I'm not sure. I can't give tax advice.
I think that there is a credit for people that live in their home, own a home and live in their home for 2 years when they sell it. There's a tax benefit for that. But Chris Mahold's our guy, MFK and Associates. And I'll tell you what, I think the great thing is the people that we have on the show are always willing to answer these questions. So if you either go to my website, which is chrisrooney.com or prasky.com, contact us, that, and we'll hook you up with Chris Mahold at MFK and Associates.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. He's a great guy. And I know we have a question from Woodbury, too.
Okay, that is, hello, it says, a house awarded to me in a divorce. Ex's name still on the mortgage. Got a modification from lender. Only my name on modification. Is my ex still on the mortgage, or did the mod in my name only take him off?
Yeah, I mean, unless if you qualified for that and they did a whole new mortgage, you might be on it by yourself, mm-hmm. but I would doubt that your ex is has been relieved from that mortgage debt, unless you totally qualified for it and got a
mortgage. I'm with you. I'd agree with that 100%, because once they get a hook into somebody, until that thing's paid off, they don't ever usually release the hook.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting, a lot of people that end up getting divorced, mm-hmm. And they say, you know what, hey, my name's on the mortgage, but I'll tell you what, the other one's responsible for it, so it's not my problem. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, if they start missing payments, you're going to have late payments. So I think that's a big thing. But a lot of people, when they get divorced, aren't able to, someone's not able to qualify for that mortgage and be able to take the other person off.
Right.
And so and that's a problem. I've had it many times where all of a sudden it comes up in the loan process that, you have missed payments. I say, I don't even have a mortgage. And, oh, yeah, you do. Well, it was from the divorce 5 years ago.
Right. And I think that there's sometimes where they try to be, gentle with the divorce and not, kick the other spouse out of that house and let them. But it gets tough. I mean, unless you sell everything and then get a pile of cash each and go off and start over, it's pretty hard to keep without being a little tied to the old.
Yep. So we have the WCCO Real Estate Radio Hour Renovation Home, brought to us by Demcon Companies, and Matt Eastman with Highmark Companies is with us. And Andy and I and the Highmark crew, it was really good that we were able to sit down and kind of go through the whole planning process. So we kind of wanted to talk about that. But Matt, first of all, Highmark is out of Savage.
Correct.
Obviously, you guys build pretty high test homes, and you also do the remodeling.
Absolutely. So, one thing with Highmark, we're probably most well known for our homes and remodeling. And yes, we do build some nice homes. But, another facet of our business model is our restoration division,
mm-hmm.
Insurance restoration, as well as our exteriors division. Mm. So roofing, siding, commercial exteriors, residential exteriors. And then, on our restoration side, it's anything insurance, whether it's fire, water, mold, Large loss, small loss, we can tackle anything.
Yeah. And so what we did is we started on the planning process of this home. And like we said in the first segment, it's a home that just basically, I mean, is built in early 2000s. You know, so it's kind of got that light maple woodwork. And so you and your designers went in there and came up with a concept for us to be able to go over and just tell us about, you know, what people would expect when they're going through that process, what you guys do.
Absolutely. So essentially this project started out the same, you know, any remodeling project would start with us, whether it was with a client or with you guys. So we had an initial site meeting with the DEMCON guys and you, and we kind of just walked through the project and you know, got a look at the home itself, took a look at the existing blueprints, and got the juices flowing. You know, we kind of shared ideas, you know, talked about our vision, our goal for this project, you know, and which is ultimately to donate as much money as we can to those deserving charities. So what we need to do is develop a budget and get the most bang for our buck.
And I think, Andy, what we did too is, you know, we determined, you know, where that price could be. You know, once when we started doing it, it was kind of like, hey, this is the most we can do. Mm-hmm. And then it was kind of like, okay, now we have a profit, you know, that's built in. Typically it's a profit. Now we're going to be able to give that away and be able to come up with that budget.
Well, and I know we're going to head to break here, but when we come back, maybe we can talk about how we not only are using new materials, but we restyled the house with, like, the way the pathways work through and how we functionally worked with dining rooms and spaces, because it's funny how just a couple years, that house isn't that old, have completely changed how, you know, compared to new, and we're trying to give this house the feel of new.
All right, very good. We're going to head to a break. We're going to have a look at weather coming up in a moment. And good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our real estate show here on 830 WCCO. If you have a real estate question, call us at 651-989-9226 or text us at 81807. Guys, I think we have Ken on the line here with a question. Ken, thanks for waiting. What's your question?
Hey, my wife and I are buying property in Race Lake, or Race County, I'm sorry. And I actually have two questions. The first one is title insurance. Is that a good idea? If they do a title search and come up clean, do we really need title insurance?
You definitely want title insurance, I'll tell you. Okay. I mean, it's obvious. It's not that much money, really, to protect yourself, you know, when it comes time to sell. And the one thing is, you got to remember, though, there's title insurance for your mortgage, and then there's owner's title insurance, which protects your equity in the property. I always suggest people to be able to do that because you never know what comes up, and if someone missed something. And, I mean, like we were talking about the modification before where, you know, the spouse is on the mortgage and they don't think, hey, they don't have to sign off. Well, we find out later that, hey, they had interest in that property and now it's not your property anymore.
Right.
Now you got to fight for it. So,
I'll buy that because that sounds like a small price to pay.
Totally.
Well, it's kind of like trip insurance, right? You go on a vacation since it's fresh on my brain and it's an extra, $22 a person. And all of a sudden, if anything happens, you're covered. Well, it's like the odds of you using it are so slim. But
you're talking trip insurance.
I've never bought trip insurance
on a vacation.
You guys buy trip insurance?
I do because you know what? That one time you need it, it's like it's covered. They just hand you your money back. It's no big deal.
Danny, do you do that?
All the time.
Do you really?
Yeah. That's why I like that guy over there.
I'm risky.
He's classy.
Yeah. When they need to haul you back by a helicopter, you're going to want to have that insurance.
That's right.
For sure.
And with your activities, Rooney, you will be helicoptered at one point.
There's another question, Ken.
Ken, do you have another question?
Sorry, I didn't mean to get you on a sidebar. the second question was about billable rights. Because in Race County, and I've come to find out that different counties have different rules, but the billable rights are attached both to our property and another property, which already has a residence on it. Now, it sounds like they still have the right to build on their property, whichever one of us would build first.
Are you talking building, building privileges? Like you, so you can have one building entitlement?
Yeah. In Rice County, it's like one per 30, isn't it? One per 30 acres,
I believe that's right. And they are on a property and already have a residence and a pole barn. I'm thinking little risk of them doing this, but we would like to have the buildable rights attached free and clear to our property.
For sure.
But I don't know that we can do that. I mean, we can attach it if we buy a building permit, but we're hoping not to build for a few years.
I just would make sure on your purchase agreement that it makes crystal clear that you get a building entitlement on that lot before you close. Otherwise, you're buying a very expensive piece of land that may stay a piece of land.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of where we are, because although that was an option and we had originally done that, they were seemed not willing to close unless we took off all conditions.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we can literally get a building permit as soon as we close, and as long as that building permit is open, we would have the buildable rate and nobody else would do it. But that would be the only way at this point we could maintain it until we're ready to build, actually.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting.
All right. Yeah. Very good, Ken. Thank you.
And that's kind of a zoning Appreciate thing, I think, guys. You know, too, if you really think about it, when you look at any city or any community, you want to have a building entitlement. You want to go right into whoever gives those, you know, permits and say, can I at any time, as it's zoned right now, pull a permit to build my house, my pole barn? Be very specific. If you want to have a windmill and you want to have a pond, and I'd ask all those questions. What am I eligible to build on that land before I write on the dotted line? You know, I don't know. That's
We just had one. You guys remember Bernie Mahold when Bernie was in here with the farm development? And we have a development, and we had a buyer ask about the city ordinance says that you can have a chicken coop with chickens, but you also got to look at the covenants of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, and in this neighborhood, it says, no, you can't have chickens. You know, we want to try to get that to be able to have chickens. But I was, when Ken was talking, that's what I was thinking about was, what if you're coming in here from another state and all of a sudden you think that, I mean, you got to look into it. You got to have someone that
I call those overlays, right? Like in the lenders call them overlays. The different lenders have different rules. And so beyond the county, state, whatever, you have neighborhood, you know, covenances that you sometimes have to abide by. Not only architectural, which means they limit what colors you can have or what kind of style of fence, but you can also have use of your land. Like you can't have a kennel outside, or you can't have
RV or a truck or park outside. I mean, there's a lot of those different things. Looks like Caitlin's out there.
Let's go back to the phones. Caitlin in St. Paul is calling in. Caitlin, what is your question, please?
Yeah, I had just thought of another question. It was more important. So this one is, say my husband and I have a larger home, a 5-bedroom, and we want to downsize now and find a home like that's 80, 90,000. And I was wondering, are those homes worth buying? And how do you find a reputable or a good inspector? Because my friend told me that sometimes inspectors work with real estate people and they'll say the home is okay, and you know, because they're working together and they just want to sell the home. So how do I find a good home inspector, and is an $80,000 or $90,000 house worth buying?
Yeah, let's hope that that's not happening where the inspector and the agent are kind of in cahoots and trying to just get a sale and not tell people.
Let me ask you, Chris, why would you refer an inspector to a buyer of yours?
Why would I?
Yes.
I mean, well, because I want to make sure that there's not a problem later on.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, I think, you know, I mean, working with a realtor that's been in a long time, too, I think it's real important that, you know, the only reason they're in it for a long time is that they are getting referrals and past clients to use them again. And if you don't take care of them at the beginning, it's horrible. And but I would check reviews. I mean, there's a bunch of reviews online. You know, that you can throw people in there, and you know, there's a lot of good inspection companies.
When I look at Denny, like when we're out there as real estate agents, it's like we're surrounding ourselves with a team of players. You know, this guy's good at free throws, this guy's good at dunking, this guy's good at whatever, and so we put our team together so we have success. We want to win the game for the client, right? And so we establish a team of people that we just play well together. There's not there's a lot of rules that go against us sharing or profiting from each other. That's taboo. I can't even believe that would even be happening in today's market. What more or less you're seeing is, hey, this guy at ABC Companies is fantastic. I've had 25 customers that loved this guy or gal, and you know, use them. That's the kind of referral you want to get. Or if you had a friend that interview two of them. You don't have to hire them just because you talk to them. You could interview a couple inspectors and find the one that makes you feel the most comfortable. Ask about their background. How do you have the credentials you have? Did you just decide to take the online class, or do you actually have a construction background, you know, or whatever it is?
The $80,000 or $90,000 home. That was the next part of the question. And if Caitlin, you can find those, let me know because I mean,
I'll take everyone.
If it's in the metro area, it's going to be really hard.
You might have to go to a co-op, and you know, and there's a lot of people that do that where it's a little bit, you still own the space, it's a cooperative, and you may be able to get an investment in that level Where you're putting $80,000 or $90,000 into it, and then you have a maintenance fee that you pay, and it works out really slick.
Right. We need to take a break for more of this great weather we're having out here. We're going to be back with more of the Real Estate Show here on 830 WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to this portion of the Real Estate Show here on 830 WCCO. We're around every Saturday in this 10 o'clock hour, welcoming your phone calls or text messages related to real estate. There's a line open, 651-989-9226, or you can send a text if you like. 81807. Chris and Andy?
Danny, next Saturday after the radio show, yeah, we got a little seminar.
Where is that?
If you want to learn what to do to get your house ready to sell.
Uh-huh.
Andy, are you going to show up?
I'm actually probably going to have to teach a class.
Okay. All right, I'll just sit there. But it's next Saturday after the show, 12:30 in Edina. If anyone wants to come, you can RSVP at 952-226-6699. Or just go to chrisrooney.com.
Will there be snacks, sir?
Lots of snacks. Always
right.
Have snacks.
That's a week from today?
It is. All yeah, right. It's a week away. So, yep, it's going to be fun. So, Matt Eastman with Highmark Companies is here today. We're talking a little about planning. We've got a bunch of text messages and stuff, too. But just wanted to kind of hit on the actual – when we met out at the site, and then you guys did a heck of a really cool presentation where it was on – the big TVs, and you did schematics and 3D drawings.
Yeah, so, you know, from our initial site meeting, you know, we all talked about ideas, got kind of a scope of work narrowed down, and then from there, I put it in the hands of one of our designers, Kelly McDermott. She took that and generated floor plans and elevations. You know, so one thing that really saved us a lot of time on this one is that we had the original blueprints. So we can take those and we can input them into our CAD software, which we use Chief Architect.
Mm-hmm.
And so the great thing about this program is that we can actually take you inside your home, sit you down at the kitchen table, and kind of spin it up in 3D for you. So
well, that was nice because you guys, I mean, for a guy like me, where I came in there, of course, I was right on time. And I came into the meeting, and you guys were
right
already
on
started.
Time is 15 minutes late.
Right.
But anyway, it's great.
Fashionably late.
Yeah. He looks anyway, good when he's late.
I walked in, though, and you guys were going through these rooms, and I was just so impressed. I was like, wow. I mean, it's a very impressive presentation because when she's saying, like, for example, what she wants to do with an area, and you're like, here's how we do it, and then you say, but take a look at this. Wow, does that make it easy.
Yeah, you know, the visual assist that we get from a program like that is so valuable, especially to, you know, not everyone's a visual person. Some people can look at a two-dimensional floor plan, and they can see what they're going to get. And some people need to actually be put inside of that room. And that's where, you know, our designers all have the ability to do that. And that program has worked wonders for us.
Well, you know, and I went into the house after the fact. So I came in and saw the presentation first, then went over to the house. And then as I was walking into the basement, I go, oh, yeah, this is where they're going to put the wine cellar. And this is where they're going to put the, you know what I mean? It was really, that tool, I tell you what, I'm sure I'm sounding like an old man saying this, but that's neat technology. It really is.
Yeah, and we're going to have that on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
So if people want to go to Real Estate Radio Hour, WCCO 830, that's where it's at. So they can see it. Was I right on that, Andy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So, yeah, but we're going to be following the project the whole way through. And I think we wanted to kind of knock out these text questions. One of them was, and Matt can probably help on this too, is that what are the popular colors right now when it comes to paint colors?
Well, you know, I'm not gonna quote exact colors, but you know, there's definitely the light tones, the grays, the light blues, things like that. You know, we're still seeing a lot of painted trim. You know, the white. We like to brighten it up. You know, this house is very early 2000s, like you were saying earlier, Chris. It's
yep.
About an orange maple. So we're gonna go in there, and one thing that we're doing in this project is we're enameling all the trim. You know, we're really freshening it up, giving it that new look, that new feel.
A classic look is what it is, and it's a timeless look. Text, we're planning on selling our home. It's a split level, built in 1978, and there's an odor when you come into the entryway and you start downstairs. They had a mold check, and no mold was found, so who can I contact to find the source of this odor? I'll tell you who you contact is you call it a pest person. I'm telling you, because a lot of times that's what it is. It's a dead mouse, or I've had this a ton of different times, and if there was a pet – you know, it could be in your floorboards as well.
Oh yeah.
You know, so that's I would get.
I suppose it depends on what kind of odor it is. If it's a rotting odor like that, or is it just kind of a musty, you know, stank? A lot of those houses built in that era did not have the advantage of the air exchanger units that are in the houses to get that house breathing. I would suggest also looking at an HVAC contractor to come out, take a look at putting a set of mechanical lungs, as they say, into that house to get that fresh air pumping again, too. And then don't be afraid of throwing a dehumidifier down in that basement if you do have a little bit of a musty smell. It, just because it's wet down there doesn't mean it's a problem. It just means that, you know, you have obviously water coming in from the foundation sides or up from the bottom or something like that. And it can probably be managed and maintained pretty easy with just a little effort.
We have those ozone machines that sometimes we'll put in houses that it's amazing what those do. They kill.
Well, and I'd also, the other, one quick thought, do not do the old plug-in smelly things. Because all you do is you smell the linen
or
whatever.
It up.
You mask it. And then people go, what are they hiding? And then they go downstairs and they go, that's what they're hiding. And you actually hurt yourself by doing that.
Yep. Another question. We're thinking about downsizing. Been looking online. Boy, we're getting it to the end.
Yeah.
Lots of foreclosures, but no pictures. How can a person view them? Don't really want to start with a realtor, as we aren't sure yet if we want to do this. Just looking and considering. It's really interesting.
Next texture,
that
please.
Part.
No, I'm just kidding.
Forget that person. No. But,
don't you know how we make a living?
Yeah. It's really interesting. And I think that goes to show you kind of what, I mean, maybe people think about realtors is that, hey, we're going to call them and they're going to attack. And I'll tell you what, that's why I do a lot of open houses on that luxury market. Mm-hmm. And people say, oh, the neighbors are just going to look. And I said, but the reality is, it's just like this texter, is that they don't want a realtor to attack them. So this is an easy way in which to be able to go through an open house. Then they call
the
realtor.
Well, can I be honest with you? If you go,
to
a realtor that actually has a reputation, has been around a while, they're usually not pushy. They're usually really good at what they do. That's why they have the good reputation and they've sold lots of houses. So maybe do a little research online too.
The experienced ones, sure. All right, guys, we're almost out of time. How do we get in touch with each one of you?
HighmarkCos.com is where they go if they want to see more or learn more about Highmark companies, Prasky.com or ChrisRooney.com.
Good deal. We'll be back again next Saturday with more real estate here on A3OWCCO.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.